Blog Talk Radio.
Breathing.
move on. Cause it means the father lands. First born soul, and I'm gone. It's a feeling I don't have.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
And that's my cue to start the show. Welcome to another Thursday night edition of the Hard Rock and Sports Show, live from high atop Hard Rock and Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. We are your three-hour weekly get-together, where we bring you all the biggest news from around the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, and, of course, the wide world of sports. And, guys, welcome to Thursday, September the 16th, 2021. That time is flying. I hope you guys had a great week. Mine was so-so, but I'm looking forward to another fun show tonight. Got a great show for you. We'll talk a little Jets and Giants. We'll talk Yankees and Mets. I'm not sure either Yankees or Mets are worthwhile of talking about, but there is a lot to talk about. We've got a big guest tonight. We got Jack Frost from Brothers in Arms joining us about 9 o'clock. So plenty to get to in the sports and music world, so I guess you guys can buckle up. Sit back and get ready for a fun show. We got lots and lots to get to in between whatever I start with and the finish of the show, which is Jack Frost. So, guys, let's get to it tonight. First off, we had a great show on Sunday morning with the first Sunday Audible show. Jeff, John Marhefker, and myself, 9 a.m. every Sunday morning, breaking down the NFL action of the day. So if you get a chance on Sunday morning, you're sitting around waiting for the other pregame shows, tune into the Sunday Audible, live here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We will not be joining the Sports Wire Radio Network. I have decided to pull the plug on that. Those guys are great people over there. We just had some differences in how things get done. So no big deal, but please support those guys. They do a great job at Sports Wire. They have some great shows. We just won't be one of them. So good luck to Tom and everybody over at Sports Wire. So if you're not hearing a couple people ask me what happened, I'll let them know that I've decided to walk away from the SportsWire gig. But those guys are good people, so make sure you support them. Lots to get to tonight. Yankees winning right now in a little bit of rain out in Baltimore. Big wins every week, every night for the Yankees against a team they should be beating, but they haven't been all year. The Mets took it tough for the three games against the Cardinals. Those were three big games. Are they done? Big weekend against Philly, so we'll see if they get healthy. I haven't seen the new documentary. I heard it's really good on the 86 Mets. I think it's A Night in Queens. So I will be checking that out this weekend. I hated that team, so I didn't root for any of them. I rooted against them. Obviously, I wished every form of disease and cancer on every one of those guys, which didn't happen, but the documentary sounds like it's a lot of fun. I've read a lot about it. I heard the interview with the director, the The guy came up with Nick Davis today on Mad Dog show. So he did a nice job. So I'll be checking out this weekend. So if you get a chance, check out the documentary 30 for 30 on the New York Mets. Jets and Giants. Giants got to make up for tonight. We'll get to plenty of the Giant talk. The Jets, real quick, I'm going to get to a lot of that with Jeff tonight, but Jeff's going to be a little late. Quick on the Jets. You know, it was ugly early. They're going to get the kid killed if they don't figure it out quick. I was impressed. They did turn it around a little bit in the second half, offensively and defensively. I thought they made some nice adjustments, but still lost a very ugly game to Sam Darnold, Robbie Anderson, and the Panthers. Giants, you know, typical Giant game from last year. You can only hope for better tonight. I do not like the fact that Saquon Barkley's not playing. Tough up, buttercup. Get out there and play. I have no respect for that. You get out there and you play your ass off. If you play one player, you play 50 plays. You get out there and you give it a go tonight. Your team is 0-1 and needs to get on track. And whatever you need to do, you do that. We'll get to plenty of Saquon Barkley and the Giants. Someone just hit a home run. Mount Castle just home run for the Baltimore Orioles, 2-1 Yankees in the fifth or sixth inning. So we got plenty to get to. I see Dr. Thumbchase is up. I'm debating my father, Dr. Thumbchase. I'm going to go with my father real quick and then get to Dr. Thumbchase before Jeff gets on. So, Doc, hang in a minute. I got to get my dad on first. Hold on. What's up, Pop?
Not much. I just called. I'm not going to hold you long. This is a great time of the season. Baseball's getting serious, and we're getting football back. Can't wait to see the Giants, and hopefully we'll see what happens about the playoffs. Everything should be good.
Yeah, listen. You know, I think the Yankees have the same exact problem they have every year. They'll probably find a way to squeeze in. And they'll lose in a playoff game because they just can't get a big hit in a big spot other than a home run. And Chapman can't close a game. So that's the problem. This is going to be the same MO.
Well, I think they got a good shot at it. I don't think they're going to go far on it, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't count on it. I think Tampa is the best team in that league.
We discussed this once before. They were playing great with the substitutes, okay? And when Sanchez wasn't playing, when all these third base, shortstop, outfield, it's just, I don't know, these kids were playing better. I'd like to see them play more. But I'm going to let you go. I know you got people waiting to get on. Enjoy the rest of the night. I'll talk to you later.
You got it, Pops. I'll talk to you over the weekend. That's my dad making a quick trip tonight. All right, Pops. Enjoy the game. My dad, he always checks in. Love having my father on the show. You can't do better than my dad. When you get on, but yeah, you know, that's right. You know, it's a fun time of the year. You know, Yankees, Mets, everybody's still in it. You got a little hope from the Jets and the Giants. You know, so it is, and you got hockey kicking up real soon. So let's see what happens. But let's get the madman himself on the air. He is, of course, his own worst enemy on Facebook, but he's my dear friend. We all love the videos. And, of course, the thoughts and comments of our next guest are completely his own and do not reflect those here at the Hard Rocket Sports Show, but we do like to let him have his say. He is, if not bright, but he's certainly entertaining. He is, of course, Dr. Thumbchaser. Doc? What's up, Carmine?
What's going on, Thomas?
How are you, my brother?
Well, listen. For those, and you can fucking vouch for it, and even though you encouraged me, you said, please do me a favor, curse like a trooper.
Absolutely.
I said, Tom, my views are your views, you know? And don't worry about it.
Yeah, nobody pays to be on this to sponsor this show. So really,
okay,
I'm not chasing anybody away with you. So don't sweat it. Come on. Here's one thing. I saw your video the other day, but your video had to come through us, through somebody else. Are we in jail again?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a fucking convict, but I'm in Snatchbook Jail. That fucking liberal fucking pussy. Fucking
Were you attacking our beloved president? Is that what you were doing this time?
No, I thought it was harmless. See, you know what these twats did? This is funny. One of my friends breaks balls and says, the Jets suck, and the real New York team is Buffalo, which lost this weekend. That gave me a chubby. But I responded, we're friends and we're fucking around, and I said, I called them a mezzo fornoikin. For those of you who don't understand, Italian means effect. Well, you would have thought I fucking raped the queen, killed the president. I was part of that insurrection in fucking January. We could have put you in jail 3 fucking days. Hold on. Here's where the cute part goes.
Go ahead.
3 days. Okay. So do you dispute it? I put yes. You can't write to these pricks. So they said, well, what do you agree with what we said wholeheartedly? Do you disagree wholeheartedly? Do you not grasp or do we not grasp the context of it? That's what I said. Come on. You know what the pricks did?
What?
They gave me fucking 30 days. 3 days to 30 because I hate these cocksuckers. And I'm sorry to you on a you know, a godly station like this that they use these words, but that fucking, the liberals in this country, you say fucking anything and is that COVID response up for COVID facts. Talking of COVID facts, Tom,
yes.
What the fuck? Every commercial has, you can get this, you can get stage 4 stomach cancer. You're like, what the fuck are you taking it for? But when it comes to, you know, this COVID thing, they only injected over fucking 200 million people. They don't have the data to know who gets fucked up and who don't.
Yeah.
Just put it out there.
You're 100% right.
Take it, let them fucking take it.
Yeah, listen, I couldn't agree. Hold on, hold on. I got
to
get Jeff on first. Jeff's going to want to be here, but first, I wanted to say I got the chance to play. The video tonight was from a band called Attica. They're a band been on a long time. There's some great workplaces, played some very big shows. So I want to thank the guys from Attica for letting us play the video, and we're going to get some of the guys on at some point. So thank you very much to all those guys. Great job. Love the song. And that's why I picked that one. So make sure you guys check out Attica on the show. And we'll get those guys on time. Remember, guys, Jack Frost, Judge, Jeff, and I at 9 o'clock to talk about Brothers in Arms, his new band, as well as the other stuff he's on. So let's get Jeff on. Hefe, what's up, brother?
What's up, gentlemen?
Handsome fella.
Gentlemen, thank you, Carmine. Thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you. But I got to say, gentlemen almost sounds like gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go.
Gentlemen sounds almost like they suck.
Oh, my God. Here we go. You're nothing else better than that.
Pages upon pages of notes about how
But you can't read. You can't read, so I'm not worried about it.
I drew pictures.
Yeah. Come on. You were going to get to sports, so come on. I'm going to give you the floor and let you go on one of your tirades. So what do you got to say? I'm sure it's about the Yankees, but go ahead.
No, in first place, before they played the Dodgers and fucking the Giants, I put a fucking thing out that said the season is over. Now they're going to fold like a cheap fucking tent. And like a bunch of Pukiakis, they did.
Yes.
Then they win like 6 in a row, whatever. Yeah, they didn't fucking fool me.
No.
A leopard don't change his spots, and a blowjob doesn't go sideways.
Yeah, come on.
It goes up and down.
Let me ask you, you're a big Met fan. I mean, I know you like to abuse Yankee fans. Not necessarily the Yankees, but Yankee fans.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, what was your take, and were you easily forgiving with the whole Baez and Lindor thumbs down? Because as a baseball fan, I find it revolting. And had that been somebody on my favorite team, I would have been hard pressed to forgive them. But it seemed like the next day, Baez gets a big hit, and him and Lindor finish.
The fans are jerk offs, Tom. Yeah. How the fuck this guy and Lindor?
Yep.
Two big smelly fucking acts in the box. They got big fucking snatches. If you can't fucking wipe it off and be a man, you've never fucking heard anything like this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carmen. I thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I thought that at least the owner did a little something right by coming out and chastising them for it. But it's in typical Met fashion, you know, the next day it's all forgiven. And these two boxes are being celebrated, and I gotta tell you, you got 9 more years in this Lindor. I gotta tell you, this guy's a half a blowjob.
No, Tommy, that's a full blowjob.
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. I apologize.
And again, so that, I mean, that just set me, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And dude, everything this manager does is wrong.
Yeah.
He has no fucking clue. Some of his maneuvers are so fucking mind-boggling.
Yes.
It's not like one of, it's like constantly.
I agree.
This team can't stop tripping over its own dick with all the stupidity and the fucking GM getting drunk. I mean, fucking really, jerk off?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Carmine, here's the thing. If you're a Mets or you're a Mets fan, I got to be honest with you. You know, you can't sign Conforto to a big contract. You can't sign Syndergaard to a big contract. You know, you got to, you know, McNeil's got to go. Davis might have to go, you know.
Gone.
You know, but
keep,
I
we can keep going.
Yeah, I mean, you're stuck with McCann, but I can live with McCann. He's a good defensive catcher. But yeah, okay. But you know, to me, and I got to be honest with you, he's a very unlikable guy as an outside, not Mets fan. But Alonso's a very unlikable guy. You know, he may be a good player.
He's a big pussy as well.
Yep, I agree.
He's a big. When a guy can't, you know, and he's asking the fans to fucking back off. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, Piazza was a fucking guy. He was a fucking Hall of Famer. He was booed.
Yeah.
And he understand, hey, I fucking hit. They're going to love me again.
Yep. That's it.
And that's it. You know, I mean, when Jeter was being booed towards the end there, he was being booed for going under 200. And he said, the way I've been playing, I'd boo me too.
Right.
And that's a guy that gets it. And these fucking twats will make excuse after fucking excuse. And all, I mean, Conforto's a nice guy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm watching him the other night. He takes a fucking bases loaded, 2-0 pitch right down the cock. And I'm like, what the fuck is he looking at? And Keith Hernandez goes, I don't know what the hell he was looking at. At 2-0, what are you looking for? You ask him to put it on a tee?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, come at the end of the season, you know, the Mets have a big decision. And do you try to patch it together another year with DeGrom and Syndergaard and Conforto and all these guys?
No.
Or do you, is it time to blow it up and start all over again?
I'll tell you what they think they're going to do. At least with this fucking owner, if I'm thinking along craziness, he's going to say, look, you know, Sandy, I did what they wanted the first year. They don't want me to come in and start fucking raping and fucking pillaging everybody. Sorry. Go fucking go in a corner, drink some fucking Geritol. Let me handle it from here. Go out, get fucking Theo. Yeah, is he going to fucking, you know, buy fucking? I don't care. Let him get the fucking mutts out of here. I don't want to see McNeil. I don't want to see fucking Conforto. These guys nauseate me. Fucking Dominic Smith. These fucking guys are soft, man. They're fucking soft. They don't have fucking heart. They don't have the fucking talent like your blowjob Yankees, which struggling against fucking Baltimore. I don't understand. And look,
Did
I say that out loud? I did.
Yep, you did. Yeah, the Yankees, I said this, I don't know if you heard it before, I was talking to my dad about it.
No, I heard you say you and your father, I got you. Man.
Yeah,
least,
to me.
At least you got your eyes open.
Yeah, listen, I like to think of myself as an educated Yankee fan. I love them, I root for them,
right.
But what I see now is what I've seen, it's not even as good as what I've seen the last 3 or 4 years. This is a team that's just not very good. That if they get lucky, they can win some games.
Me and Chubby. Go ahead.
Yeah, it can win some games. But I see what's going to happen. You're going to get to game six, game seven. They're going to not hit the ball in a big spot. And Chapman's going to come in and throw a meatball.
And give up a fucking bomb.
Because why? Because it's happened every year the last 4 years. So
my dick will be as hard as Chinese arithmetic. Jeff, go right ahead.
As somebody that does not watch baseball for a lot of different reasons, I got to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tommy, on this one, Carmine, no offense. But like you just said, every year the same thing happens year after year after year. And they don't do anything to fix it. They're doing nothing to fix it. They just want to go out and beat teams 10-9, it seems. And just score one more run than the other team. They're not doing anything.
Poor.
They need to shore up pitching and
Poor planning.
What else? What the fuck?
Poor planning, Jeff. They sunk all that money into Stanton.
Year after year, bro?
Yes, poor planning because, listen, you're banking on, you know, guys like Gleyber Torres, who had a good season 3 years ago, re-resurrecting himself. And I don't know what it did, this big jerk off Sanchez, who I don't, Carmen, I know you saw because it was in the Met game, but was the one of the worst plays I've ever seen. And the fact that he's still on the Yankees at this point makes my skin crawl, you know, after that play at the plate on Friday night. So
I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, so Jeff, it comes down to this. You know, if you're the Yankees, what you're trying to accomplish is you're trying to get these young guys to play at or above their potential while you're stuck with a couple of big bad contracts and you can't make many maneuvers. You can't get rid of an Urshela who's making no money because the guy you want to get makes too much money because you're paying Stanton, his big statue, out in the outfield, who plays for 3 weeks a year.
Why the fuck did they take Stanton on anyway?
Yeah, it was one of the worst decisions of Cashman's career.
Your typical Yankee thing where they fucking got studs at every position. Let's add another one.
Yeah.
And he wasn't – when he's hot, the fucking guy – is a measure. When he's cold, you could fucking underhand
him. But the problem was in 17 when they just missed.
Also got hurt a lot too.
Correct. Yeah.
Big pushing.
But you know what, Jeff? Here's the thing. In 17, they had built a team that was young, reasonably cheap, and very athletic. And then they brought Stanton in, and the guy is literally just, you know, a statue in the outfield. It was one of the worst decisions they've ever. You know, and the fact is, it wasn't like he was on the last end of a last year of a contract. Then Carmine, I would have understood it. But the guy was in
year two of a 10-year contract.
Exactly. And so, you know, you're stuck with this guy now. And the problem is, he's taking up a spot for a guy who needs. And listen, you brought in Voit, who's just a statue. You know, you brought all these guys in that just were nobody. So the problem with the Yankees is they're stuck in the middle of, you know, are we going to go for the youth? Are we going for keep this thing apart? The problem is this team as built now is almost just the same as the Mets. It needs to be broken up. Urshela gone, Torres gone, Voit gone, Sanchez gone, and start from scratch.
Listen,
talking about scratching?
Yeah.
You want to talk about scratches?
Well, yeah.
My blowjob team, since I was in Twatmuk jail, I couldn't do my – I hate all my fucking Yankee fan friends and my cousins. And they could all go fuck themselves.
Dude, you should
make – they missed all that.
You should do a trilogy of that, man. It's like The Godfather, man.
So I decided this fucking guy was smashing a thumb in your team's burger. And one of my friends goes, look at the Yankees are ahead 7-1. I'm like, 7-1 against fucking Staten Island Orioles. Shut the fuck up already. I knew we weren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's going to be enjoyable. And I kind of, you know, Jeff asked me to drop this fucking hammer like this, Jeff. I'm not on.
Oh,
hit it hard. And what happened? Game one, I had a friend of mine go, I'll bet you $500 to your 100. That the Giants are going to win easy in this game. I'm like, huh? I said, look, I'll make it easy on you because I know you're a jerk off. We'll go 100 for 100. I don't want to fucking rob you. It was the easiest $100. It was easier that $100 than a whore in the fucking in a whore house knowing she's blowing 15 people. She's making the money.
Hard Rockin' Sports, Jeff and Tom here with our good friend, the Dr. Thumb Chaser. Oh, my Curioso. Let's go to the Jets first real fast. I'll tell you this. Obviously, in the first half, there was nothing to be impressed with. The offensive line sucked. Everything they touched sucked. The kid, I'll get to the kid in a minute. But the second half, I'm going to give them a little credit. I thought Salah did a nice job changing things up a little bit. He made some adjustments, which is something Jeff and I talked about last week. Jeff wanted to see how he would adjust to the game. And Jeff, I thought he did a nice job in the second half. Now, again, they weren't going out there beating Tom Brady and the Bucs, but I thought he made an adjustment.
Please, let me stop you right there.
Okay, here we go.
Let me just stop you right there. All right. All of these nice things that you're saying, okay, you're going to get eight. It's very nice of you to say. I'm very happy. I'm glad after the text I got this week, but I am going to unfucking load on you when I get going, bro. I don't want Carmine there. I don't want no fucking distractions. I want me and you, because I'm going to go.
Listen, but that doesn't mean
mercy.
Doesn't mean I don't have some bad stuff to say about the Jets, but Carmine,
you say bad all you want. They suck.
Carmine, your impressions of the Jets' first game, it's only one game, but give me your thoughts. Is this Rex Ryan number two, or do you have a half a chance?
I think he's got a half a chance. They ain't going anywhere. They're not fucking winning eight games. But maybe they can win five, six games. And if they do that and not look like a bunch of fucking horses' asses, and maybe if they unchain the fucking kid and let him be a little bit more aggressive than throwing on third down, you can't fucking do that and think this kid is not going to get his fucking dick kicked in, because he's going to. And, you know, they roll the kid out, get more, don't be afraid to let this guy stretch it out, because he hit a couple of plays, and I'm not saying he's Joe Namath, but if you put him as a fucking pocket passer, this kid's going to get killed.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Six sacks in game one, the offensive line. You know, at some point, guys, and Jeff, we'll talk about this more later, but at some point, when do we hold Joe Douglas accountable for 3 years of bad offensive line play? No. He had a hand in building that first offensive line. He had a hand in it.
2 years.
I'm sorry. I'm giving him credit for three.
2 years. He took over a team that was
fucked. Thank you, Jeff.
I'll give you 2 years. I'll give you 2 out of the 3 years. I'll do one even better. I'll give you 2.5 out of 3 years. Because while he was the general manager in the first year, maybe he could have made a deal or whatever. But I got to be honest with you, as bad as the offensive line is, at least he's trying. He's not bringing the same guys back year after year after year. Nate Solder is not on this team for the third or fourth year in a row. Come on, man. Come on.
Listen, why? You sound like liberals now. Now you sound like liberals. Well, Joe Biden said, no, Donald Trump was.
Don't worry about Joe Biden.
Don't talk about the Giants.
Who's got the ice cream? Give me the ice cream, Ma. I'm sorry. I'll get back to running.
I will tell you my quick impression, because I'm sure Jeff and I are going to do a lot of Jets in a little while. But my quick impression of the kid is he's got a good presence. I will tell you, they talk all I heard from everybody going into the game, all the pundits and all the experts, and even the guys doing the game, was how accurate this kid is, and his accuracy was horrendous. So I want to see that get better, but I'll say he's extremely athletic. He's a tough little son of a bitch, I'll tell you that much. He's very tough. And, we'll see. We'll see as time goes on. But he better not get sacked six games in a row.
Let me read this text message I got this morning from somebody.
Okay. Please.
You should be more concerned that your midget quarterback makes it to game three with that toilet paper line your disgraceful GM put together.
Sounds like smart words.
Six sacks is a hell of a start to a two-year career. Joe Douglas should be fired, but the Jets will probably sign an extension and place him in the Ring of Honor.
Sounds like a smart guy.
Game one, I got to hear this, Carmine. Game one.
What kind of animal is that? I guarantee you that fucking hand job is a fucking liberal. Guarantee it.
I'm asking you for the last time, live right now, lay down the hammer on the Giants season. It must be done. It has to be
because
done.
Because I did it. You need me to do it again?
I need you to do it every day.
I go like this. Thursday night in the fucking brown eye. Who's the quarterback? Bubby Brister? Who the fuck is this kid? Take a look at that. Right in the brown eye. I had a catering job last weekend. I got in, and on my fantasy, which I fucking fist banged cousin fucking Frankie, because I did it without a mask. And Jeff, what I want you to do to fucking Tommy is what I did to my cousin. He said to me, "Cuz, how do you got a finger in my ass if both hands are on my shoulders?" I'm like, "Cuz, figure it out." It's those family. Figure it out. So Tommy's going to ride you Jeff, he's going to ride you, Tommy, just like that. But I will say this.
Good.
For the kid, my quarterback, he took a few hits that he did not have to take.
He didn't. Yep.
And it'll be, "Hey, Jekyll, don't take that hit. Throw the fucking ball away."
Yeah, he's too small for being getting fucking pounded like a nail, man.
Yes.
He's small.
there was a couple I went, oh,
yes.
That fucking hurt.
Yeah, listen.
There was one they wrote about in the paper that said he got hit by like a combined weight of like 585 pounds of human being that they were surprised he got up. That's how hard he got hit.
Now,
dude, listen, that's bound par for the fucking course, right? He's probably going to get knocked out. That guy Becton's a fucking big fat blowjob. What did he do? He fucking grabbed his knee because he was getting abused all day. Oh, let me fall to the ground.
I told Tommy when they drafted him, he was too fucking big. 370 pounds. Not good. Not good. How long do you think he's going to last? I say he don't even make it 5 years.
Well, they're talking about him. They're talking about him now. You know, they were talking 6 to 8 weeks. He's not talking. It could be much more than that this year. So, yeah, listen.
Get him the fuck out of there, too. I'm just sick of these fucking. Why do my teams got to be fucking blowjobs?
Well, near 400-pound men, you don't get them to play football. You want to put him in as a change of pace or as a fullback.
Right, but he's quick, Jeff, at fucking 22. At fucking 27, he ain't going to be fucking quick.
He ain't going to be quick by 24, never mind 20.
I agree with that. Well, the fucking guy can't stay on the field.
Yeah, listen, I agree. Listen, I think, listen, this team has a lot of problems on the offensive line. It's less problems in the secondary. But, again, I will give for game one. I thought the kid gave it a shot. I don't think he was great by any stretch. And here's the thing, why was Mims on the bench so much? You know, everybody was out, and Mims... played three plays.
What something's going on there? I have no fucking idea.
I'll tell you why. Because one, he missed time during camp.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. He's not turning into the person they want him to be. You notice they keep going after receivers.
Yep.
They drafted that kid in what, the second round. They went after Elijah Moore, and they scored, signed two more in the offseason that were free agents. This guy's time is done.
So you say
soon? I guarantee he gets traded before.
So are you saying another Joe Douglas number two pick is a failure? Is that what you're trying to say, Jeff?
No, I'm trying to say that Denzel Mims is going to get traded.
Just curious if another Joe Douglas.
Fuck your mouth, Tommy.
I'm just curious.
Guess who had a 17-19 record in college as a starter?
Who?
Daniel Jones.
So who cares? It's college.
He was a fucking loser before he got to the pros.
Daniel Jones is going to be fine.
Turnover. Watch it tonight. He's going to turn the ball over twice. He's going to have a ball shoved right up his ass.
Who's had 30 turnovers before he played his 30th game?
You'll hear it tonight. Giants win 27-13.
Had 30 turnovers before their 30th game.
Giants 27-13.
Walk it down.
All right. You're giving scores?
I'm giving you scores.
Washington 16, Giants 13. I need that 6-3 for my fucking for my box to pick up 4 G's.
You need it for your box, all right? That's what you really need it for, is your real box.
Listen, I hope the score is Washington 46, Giants 3.
Well,
I like that. Jeff.
Yeah.
I think it would be even harder than
Wait till Sunday when your boy Belichick comes into the stadium and pisses all over your sideline.
Well, listen, I ain't fucking... Have you seen the picture of Cam Newton with no shirt on?
Yeah.
This guy looks like a motherfucking Adonis.
Yeah.
And you take this lard-ass, fat-ass that's been in on the...
And he'll win a Super Bowl before your team will. And he'll win a Super Bowl before your team will.
He's only not playing on the Patriots because he didn't get vaccinated.
Oh, that's not true at all. He could throw a football. I watched him play in the
offseason.
He's built like a fucking brick
shit. Who cares what he's built like?
Racism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Belichick is racist.
Where's Black Lives Matters?
Oh, I love
it. I know, Tommy.
For Colin Kaepernick, how about I'm down with Cam, baby.
What happened with it?
He's down with Cam. He's down with Cam. Jeff's down with Cam.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, good for you guys. Good for you guys. All Rocket Sports, Jeff Tomlin, our good friend, the doctor himself. Carmine Glorioso. So are you out of the clink, or are you still locked up at this point?
Nah, I got another fucking 3 weeks with those.
3 weeks? So wait, the Yankees could literally be in the playoffs and out, and you would be still locked up.
The Friday game with the Mets Yankees, I had a fucking video all set about to send it, and someone got insulted. You guys an Italian, you fucking wimp, pussy fucks. That's what I'm dealing with, fucking Jeff. I got guys like liberal fucking Tommy over here playing with his fucking Biden.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you're getting. So, you know, but theoretically, the Yankees could be in and out of the playoffs before you even have a chance to comment.
That would be fucked up.
It would be.
Listen, Jeff, how fucking great would this be? The fucking Yankees lose by one game, just miss out on the playoffs, and they can look back to the blowjobs in Queens as we go.
Well, listen, I'm going to extend an offer to you, Carl.
Oh, boy, here we go. Here we go.
Bring it on, Jesse.
Here we go.
If you need to communicate with the outside world, we can meet up, and you can do it through me. And tag whoever you need to tag. I don't care. You need to be heard.
All right, so now what I'm going to do, Jeff, text me your phone number. Tommy,
I'll give it to him.
Do you have my number? Text me the number. I'm going to start feeding you. I said, Tom, Jeff, put this fucking out of here. I can't trust this cocksucker, Tommy.
That's fine. Listen, Carl, you're here. Welcome here every Thursday.
I could post it from there.
And you can send me videos. I'd be happy to play them right on the show.
I'm in jail. Fuck you, Fenton, you fucking wimp bitch. Here I am fucking still posting, dick. I can't wait to. Dude, if I ever saw this guy, I would just do one thing, headbutt him. Right? Like, shatter his fucking nose. I'd even take 16 stitches on my forehead
Who turned you in?
Who turned me in these fucking twats on Facebook? And then Jeff, you didn't hear. I went from 3 days to 30 days. Why? Because it said I cursed in Italian, and I've called people misophonoic pubs fucking 100 times. So now they finally figure out, oh, that means half fag. So half a fag. Oh, my God, that's so insulting. They said, you got 3 days. I dispute it and say, you didn't, because there's nothing you can write there. Do you agree? Do you not agree?
Yeah.
And then it said, do we not understand the content? I clicked that. They went from 3 days to 30 days.
Wow.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, I love it because you can't even fight. You can't defend yourself.
No. It's just,
that I've gotten off of Facebook, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, you have 30 days. The start of the pandemic, I was on the shelf for 90 of the first 100 days of the pandemic.
Well, listen, I'm trying to fucking, you know the thing from Casino?
Yeah.
When he's talking to the guy, Charlie, he goes, well, Charlie, I think it's fair if I tell you exactly what I do. He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down to the bank early in the morning, and if you don't have my money for me, I'm going to bash your fucking head in right in front of everybody. And when I get out of jail, hopefully, you're waking up out of your coma. And guess what? So I'll fucking do it again. So now that, I'm giving you a hint. I gave that to a friend of mine who's going to put my head on Nikki Santoro and that cocksucker Zuckerberg on fucking Charlie's. And I guarantee I'm going to go for jail. The jail. I'll be fucking banned.
You may never come out of that.
You may never come out of that one.
I'm putting it on. I don't give a fuck.
Well, listen, if you're going to go out, Carmine, go out in a blaze of glory. That's what I say. That's it.
Fucking like the Giants are going to be tonight.
But you have a forum here every Thursday night. You can come on and blast away all you want. Drop the hammers. Go with the Murrays and whatever.
I'm sure Mr. Florio doesn't appreciate this. Mr. Florio, big love. It's just my Italian and my jerkoffism that gets me to say these.
No, my father gets a kick out of you. I get him on before you because the last time I put him on after you, I got to my parents' house. He says, "Tom, that guy's funny as hell, but holy cow, I hear words from him I never heard before." I said, "Dad's out of his mind." No, he's
my
funny.
Mother and father were actually kind of amazed too.
Oh, what?
My
oh,
mother was God. Like, "Oh, who is that man?
Who's this fucking asshole?
He has such a mouth." And I was like, "That's Carmine." And I said, "It's all right." And she's like, "No, he was saying things. I can't believe what he. Oh my God. Oh my God." And I'm like, "No, he's funny, Ma. It's all right."
Oh my God, you're like, "Oh, nah." Now you're gonna make me make this G-rated?
No, you gotta be you.
Okay, good.
Good. So.
And this is the Tommy sponsor. Tommy said, "You know what? Fuck Biden, fuck his mother, and fuck Kamala Harris, that fucking Indian bitch."
Uh-huh.
Didn't you say that to me, Tom?
Not on the air, only off the air.
Oh, okay.
Only off the air, Carline. He's the doctor. No, he hasn't been around in a while, but we love having him on. And I thank him for being here, as always. Hopefully, listen, until he's out of jail, maybe he wants to come back on Thursdays and spew his evil rant against my beloved Yankees and Giants. But, Carmine, go enjoy the rest of your night, my brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Tommy, Jeff, my brothers, be well, my boys.
See you later, Carmine.
Love,
love you too, Carm. See you later, buddy. I just hit Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. I was hitting Carmine. You slid in.
I was like, how the fuck did I disappear?
I was logging Carmine out, and then you slid in right as I was clicking. So, let's start the show off the right way. Jeff, how was your week?
It was good, man. It was good. I've been working a lot this week. My boss is on vacation, so making money hand over fist.
Nice. Good.
And then, I did something last Saturday. I bought rims for the truck, so I'm waiting for them to get here.
Nice.
Yeah. Hopefully, get something. You know, the house isn't really working out very well, so that's coming off the market in a couple of days.
Oh, is it? You guys pull it out till spring?
Yeah. I don't want to. My luck, I know exactly when it'll settle. It'll sell like November 1st. So then I'll have to wait 60 days, and then next thing you know, bang, it'll be a fucking blizzard, and I got to move in the middle of it. So. No, thank you.
I hear you, man. Well, hopefully you'll have better luck in the springtime. Maybe over the next day or two, you'll get some luck. But listen, the weather's nice right now. I hope everybody's had a great week. I want to thank everybody who participated and everybody who helped us out on the Sunday show last Sunday, the Sunday Audible with Jeff, myself, and John Marhefka. Had a lot of fun, Jeff. That was a good start to a new idea.
Yeah, I found out the hard way that the battery of my phone lasts about 35 seconds. And so I'm going to have to be a little bit more prepared this time around. John was a pleasure to do the show with. He definitely knows his stuff.
Absolutely.
He really does. And he brings a laid back kind of flair to it all too.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, man.
Yeah. And I think what it's going to take is a little time for John. You know, listen, you and I, we feed off each other. We kind of, you know, we know what we're going to say. Listen, we talk every day. So, you know, we both have an idea of what we think and how we think about it. It'll take a little time for us to know John and to get John in more, forceful, maybe more, you know, to be more of a presence. But I thought he did a nice job, and I thought it was a nice mix.
Very nice job.
Yeah, it was a nice mix with the three of us. And he brings a different element to it. He's kind of outside of our local. John kind of brought in a little bit of the outside for us, so it was good.
I got to ask, with yesterday being, I think it was Yom Kippur.
Yesterday, something like that, God.
Yeah. What are our numbers, man, over there?
Well, I have it, and I'm going to put it, I think I'm going to be able to put it on the screen for you to see. Can you see that on the screen?
Not yet, no.
Hold on, I'm going to share it on here for you.
I had to ask, being it's the holiday.
I understand completely. I'm going to share the screen for you, Jeff, and share that. Let's see. Okay, so there it is, Jeff. You can see the numbers yourself.
We're a little...
Want a little bigger?
Yeah, a little bit bigger.
Okay, hold on.
If possible.
Let's see if I can raise that up a little bit.
Oh, there we go. Israel, 7.46.
Yeah, and I found out some new stuff today. We have... we have 1% of our listeners in Mongolia.
No shit.
We have 1% of our listeners in Iran. So somebody in Iran is actually listening to us. We have 1% of our listeners in Indonesia.
Whoa.
1% of our listeners are in Russia. We are also big in Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa. So, Jeff, the Hard Rock and Sports Show is multinational.
I see that. That's pretty. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the Hard Rocket Sports Show has some listeners outside of the local area. Speaking of local area, we'll have Jack Frost, guitar player, composer.
Yeah, I'm not too happy about the ratings in Iran.
Only you think we'd do better than 1%? Is that your choice?
I don't want them to come fucking grab us in the middle of the night and throw us off a building. Yeah, that's kind of my fear.
I'm surprised
we my bedroom to the first floor.
I'm a little surprised we have even 1% in. It's funny, nobody's on our screen tonight. I'm a little concerned that nobody.
I see that. Let me see if we're on.
Yeah, make sure we're on Facebook. There is a tendency. Well, I see check marks in the boxes of Facebook and YouTube, so it seems like we're on. I haven't seen anybody pop up.
In the boxes of Facebook and YouTube.
Patrick is on. Says Patrick is watching with us.
Okay. As long as there's somebody.
I don't know. Is anybody out there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is anybody less on that? As long as somebody's watching. Last week we had good numbers. We were well into the hundreds last week, so that's a good night for us. So I'm glad everybody's watching. Jeff, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got a good guest coming up at 9 o'clock in Jack Frost from the band Brothers in Arms.
Do I want to ask about the Bronx Casket Company? I got a few questions about that.
You can ask away anything you like, but we'll start off with a little bit of the new stuff for the new band. We got the Giants on tonight. We got the Jets coming up Sunday with the Patriots. We had a lot of interesting football games last weekend. I talked a little Yankees and Mets so far, so I'll put that in the rearview mirror for a few minutes. Big loss in college football. I don't know if you've been paying attention yet, but Ohio State took a loss to Oregon this week. So now that gives Oregon and Ohio State both losing early in the season. Again, the phrase always is, if you're going to lose in college football, make sure you lose early. So we'll see what happens with that. So what do you want to do, Jeff? Do you want to go around the NFL? Do you want to go Jets and Giants? Where do you want to start? I'm going to give you
whatever you want to do, man. I have some notes here tonight.
Well, where would you like to start? I'm going to open up the floor to you. You're the senior member of the team by age.
I want to start with your new segment.
Okay, you say you have a new segment tonight where you're going to rip the New York Giants. I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead.
All I'm going to do basically is just bring up.
Do I get to respond after you're done in this segment, or is this completely a Jeff segment?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll give you the floor.
Let me ask you. Well, I can put these in question form so that they're a little easier.
It's your segment, my friend. You handle it any way you like.
What's Jabril Peppers? What's going on? He's clearly not happy with his reduced role with New York Giants. This is a guy that was a captain and supposed to be a leader, and now he's sitting on the bench for half the game. What's going on?
Simple. I think it's just going to be a matter of game planning. You have three really good safeties. Logan Ryan is a little bit of a cover safety. McKinney's a great player who missed most of last year, which is why there was no issue. I think you'll see a lot of Jabril Peppers in three safety sets, and I'll see. And I think he'll take care of itself. I think Jabril Peppers will be fine. It's just a matter of who fit that game best. And I saw the same thing you did, but I think Peppers will be fine.
This just has nothing to do with bad coaching, I guess.
Not at all. Not at all.
Skate right over that.
Right over it.
Now, the Giants are going to lose a draft pick after the Panthers release kicker Ryan Santos.
Santoso, yes.
What now, even though it's a seventh rounder, I believe, what is going on there? What is going on?
Giants held on to Santoso. They had no interest in making him their kicker. They have Graham Gano, who had a great year last year for them. But Ryan Santoso has a huge leg, but is inconsistent as a kicker. So instead of releasing him and getting nothing, Dave Gettleman did the smart thing and tried to make a trade. He did, but it was conditional. He had to last on the team for a certain amount of time, and Ryan went out here. They didn't have a great game for the Panthers against the Jets. He missed a field goal. I think he missed an extra point and a field goal, and they released him immediately, and that got rid of the thing. And I believe the Giants are about to re-sign him to the practice squad. So no harm, no foul. A good job by Dave Gettleman.
Daniel Jones.
Bring it on, big man.
4-0 against the Redskins. 4-19 against the rest of the league. Tom, when are they going to leave this fucking guy behind, please?
Won't be this year. Daniel Jones, let's get to it. I watched the game in full, every play. I watched a lot of football on Sunday. I got to watch the two of the early games, which were Steelers and Bills, and then I watched also the Jets and the Panthers. And the afternoon game, I got to watch the Giants, obviously, and the Broncos, and I also got to watch a little bit of the Browns and the Chiefs. But Daniel Jones is what you asked me specifically. Daniel Jones did not play terribly. He wasn't great, but Daniel Jones played a very good game. He had one miscue. The one miscue was a big one. And it's something that he has to stop, bar none. But Daniel Jones actually played very well. I thought he threw the ball very well in that game. I thought the offensive line did a nice job protecting him. They could not run the ball, but he did a nice job other than that one play. The problem with the Giants was not Daniel Jones. The problem on Sunday was the defense. And Daniel Jones will be the quarterback of the New York Giants this year for the year, and we'll see at the end of the year.
Daniel Jones has lost 19 of the 27 games he started.
Yep.
That's hard numbers to swallow. When is it going to stop?
Let's hope it stops tonight. Let's hope that tonight they go out there.
When is this charade of putting Daniel Jones out there going
to
stop?
I think Daniel Jones – listen, here's the thing. If the Giants would have listened to guys like you, Eli Manning would have got cut year three, and in year four, when the Giants went out and won a Super Bowl, and mid-season, toward the end of the season, everybody was ripping. It was Eli Manning. He went on, had a great playoffs, turned his career around. Now Eli Manning had better success and better stats than Daniel Jones, but it was the same situation. I still believe in Daniel Jones. I think he's still a good quarterback, but it will be reevaluated at the end of the season. If he doesn't produce, then they will probably be looking for a new quarterback next year.
Hmm. I'm going to skip the 17 and 19 record in college. I mean, with numbers like that, how do you not draft them in the first round? Anyway.
Doesn't mean anything. Go ahead.
Fumbled for the 30th time before his 30th start. This guy is a turnover machine. And I think he's going to lead the league in turnovers again. And, of course, you're going to tell me that how this is great play and how he's moving along in the right direction and, you know, he's going to be great and this, that, and the other thing. So go ahead, keep it on. Let's hear this.
I thought Daniel Jones at the end of last year played really well, had and fixed a lot of the issues that he had.
But still, nonetheless, he fixed a lot of the issues that he had.
I agree.
But he still had his 30th fumble before his 30th.
I'm not disagreeing. Listen, I will tell you that. Here's the thing I will tell you about it. I will give him credit because he was trying to make a play and fumbled. He didn't just get somebody walked up and blew on his arm and he fumbled it or he dropped the ball or threw a bad interception. And the guy was trying to make a play. He was trying to take his team in for a big score, get this game down to one score. He got hit from the side by two people and fumbled. Smart play is you slide and only good things can happen. The next time it happened, he slid. Let's hope he learned his lesson. I will not fault the guy for giving an effort. He gave an effort. It didn't work. We move on. How's that?
Sad. The belief that you put in him, Gettleman, and the Tooth Fairy is fucking sad. In year three,
he should be
beating the Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Not getting beat, but you still want to keep him.
The Giants did not lose this game because of Daniel Jones, because of Jason Garrett, because of a lack of offense.
Didn't win because of them.
No, they did not. No. They lost this game. They didn't win this game, however you want to phrase it, because the Giant defense could not get off the field on third down because the Giant defense gave up multiple, I'd say at least three, maybe four drives in the game of 10, 11 plays. The Giants got them into third and 14, and the Broncos got 17 yards. Fourth and three, they got seven. The Giants defense cost the Giants this football game. Had they been anything sort of decent, the Giants win this game by a touchdown. That's the reason the Giants lost this football game. Nothing to do with Daniel Jones, nothing to do with the offense. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, thank God we know who to be consummate professional is here.
I'm just giving you the facts. I don't give it to for the. It didn't come from here. It came from fact. I watched the game. Everybody. No, you came from reading a newspaper.
You was coming from here.
No, it's not. I came from here. I watched the game. I can tell you exactly play by play. Go ahead.
Daniel Jones is 8-19.
We've said these numbers five times already, but go ahead.
In his NFL career.
Okay.
Sam Darnold was 11-16 with the Jets and was traded. So two-parter on this one.
Oh, it's a two-parter.
Sam Darnold had a better record.
Uh-huh.
And Daniel Jones over the same time frame almost. And the Jets were smart enough to cut ties and trade Donald. What's going to end up happening with Daniel Jones is he ain't going to be worth anything. You need to package him and Barkley together,
mm-hmm.
okay, and get rid of them both. We already went over the numbers of Jones, okay, with his horrendous passing game. But now let's real quick with Barkley.
Please.
And 10 rushes, 26 yards, 2.6 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
No touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sad, sad team. Sad.
It's not a sad team. It was a sad game. Sad. The offensive line could not block. The guy had absolutely no
hope. About this. You want to come on the air and talk about the Yankees and them not being able to do anything about a team. The offensive line has been an albatross for the Giants for years.
I can't even say
the name of them anymore.
You don't have to. All I can tell you is this team has to step up. Listen, if this offensive line does not get better quick, if Daniel Jones does not get better quick, all of them and Dave Gettleman will be on the outside looking in next year. So I will tell you that, you know, I still have a faith in Jones. I am not sure I have as big a faith in the Giants offensive line than I should. Tonight's a big game. You know, how do you get through tonight's game? Their division is ripe for the picking, obviously, based on, you know, the Cowboys having injuries and the Redskins losing their top quarterback. This is not a must win, but this is a need to win for the New York Giants tonight.
This is as close to a must win in week two as you can get.
I won't disagree.
The Giants, first of all, I'm a little disappointed with Saquon Barkley. I think he should have tried harder to come back and be a force. Okay, and now all of a sudden he's using, well, I got two games back-to-back, 4 days rest. He's using that as an excuse. He's not a professional.
Listen, I'm with you. When I heard today that he might not play, that he thinks, you know, playing tonight, I thought he would play very sparingly on Sunday, which I think he did, and I thought he would give it a go tonight, which I heard today he wasn't or going to play very little or might not even play at all. Seems like I'm watching it. He's going to play.
He's going to play?
He's dressed, helmet's on. It says he's active. So I would think if he's active, he's playing in this game. How much, I guess, will be decided. This is a very big game for the offensive line. And, yeah, to a certain extent, it's a very big game for Saquon Barkley. I still have a lot of faith in the kid.
If Barkley goes out on the field tonight
mm-hmm.
for even one play,
uh-huh.
Judge and Gettleman need to be terminated immediately.
Oh, I disagree wholeheartedly. This is a game he has to play.
You don't put this guy out there in game two.
No, disagree wholeheartedly. He's got to play. If you can't play week to week, then you should not be active. You should be on the sideline holding a clipboard.
They should have brought him along a little bit slower. You don't put him back-to-back games 4 days for one another.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
We can only wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if the first play he goes up the gut and they land on his knee and that's it? Then next week I need you to come on and say you were right. They should have traded him.
No, I disagree. Again, I would not trade him. I think that's a ridiculous statement, obviously, but that's
I'm waiting for you to say that you
Jeff Stephen A. Smith Helwinski. That's your thing, but
wow, I like that. Say that again for me.
Jeff Stephen A. Smith Helwinski. Put that up there. You need that one.
I got a surprise for you. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to put Czarism on hold right now.
You're putting Czarism on hold?
Czarism is on hold right now.
And you're going with Stephen A. Smith? Let me know when you're done. If you're playing with your games.
All right.
I still see Jeff, Stephen A., Tomlinski. Got it. Okay. I disagree wholeheartedly. Barkley needs to play. If he's the man he says he is, if he's the player I like to think he is, Saquon Barkley's got to play, and he's got to go out there and do the job and be a man about it, and that's the end of that. So it's a big game for the Giants tonight. I won't call it a must win. I said it before the season. I'll say it again. The Giants need to go 2-1 in their first three. I would think in their first five or six, they need to at least be 3-3, if not 4-2. But we'll see how it turns out. I do have some more notes. Do you, are you done with your segment? Let me know when your segment's done.
Thing again.
Say again?
I changed my banner again.
Oh, you're back to Pinky's. Okay, I got it. Yeah, yeah. Do you,
no, go ahead. Say it out loud.
No, I'm not reading it. Do you want to...
can I say it out loud?
You can say, anything you want. It's your show.
It's not my show, man.
So it's our show. You can say anything you want.
It says, Pinky says Barkley should play.
Barkley should play. I agree with Pinky.
And you are Pinky.
I'd say I think Barkley should play. And Barkley will play, so I'll get to watch. I have him taping the game. I have it up on the screen. And, of course, I will be watching it as soon as we get off the air tonight. But we've got a lot of football to do still tonight. We got a lot of sports talk to get to. We're going to run through the Jets. We'll finish with the Giants, get to the Jets. I want to run around the league. There's a lot of weird games from Sunday. Remember, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m., check out the Sunday Audible with Jeff and myself and our buddy John Marhefka when we get together 9 a.m. to break down all the big games, fantasy, best bets. My best bets were shit last week. But we'll do that every Sunday morning. Maybe you'll bet against me and win some money. Who knows? But we'll do that every Sunday morning right here on the Hard Rocket Sports Network. And again, like I announced earlier, we will not be joining the Sports Wire Radio Network any further. I thank Tom and his people and for the opportunity, but creative differences have led us to move on to other bigger and greener pastures. But please support Sports Wire and all their people. They have some great shows over there, and I think you guys should do that, even though we will not be joining them.
I was asked to do a giant bashing show.
You were?
Yeah, on there, and I leapt at it.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
24/7 giant bashing.
All right, well, maybe you can come up with your own show, and you can do all giant bashing for 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I'd like to have you as a guest.
I would be honored to be on it to refute your pugnacious, arrogant, ideologic lies, but that'll be up to you.
Proof is there in the writings.
Now I do want to knock my Giants a little bit. First off, I thought Joe Judge had a bad spot. I won't say it's a bad game, but you know, he challenged a touchdown by the Broncos, which even myself sitting on my couch said, how is it challenging a touchdown? They're automatically defended. So by challenging the touchdown, which was a clear touchdown, and whoever told him to challenge it, I hope was fired, cost the Giants what could have been a much-needed timeout. So bad job by Joe Judge by not knowing the fact that all scorings, all turnovers are automatically, you do not need to challenge them, they are automatically challenged.
Do you mean touchdowns?
Any scoring play
is automatically reviewed.
All scoring plays are reviewed. That's correct.
I firmly believe that the
wise ass Frankie. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, Frankie, I got you. You fucking pain in the ass.
I firmly believe that Joe Judge should ask for these reviews on every time there's a score against the Giants. It's his right.
Yeah, good job, guys. Yeah, no, don't be sorry, Frank. Here's what I'll say is 0-2 is not a death sentence. I don't believe the Giants started 0-2 in 2007 in very ugly fashion, losing to the Cowboys and the Packers, and went on to win the Super Bowl. So it's not a death sentence.
This ain't 2007. Bro.
But, wait, now let me finish. But this team has not had good starts. There's a lot on this, and I think for their own psyche, this Giant team needs a win tonight. It'll be a long 10 days before the next home game against the Falcons, who are an abysmal team. But this will be a long 10 days if the Giants lose tonight and have to go all the way, you know, to that game, to game three. This will be a tough time for the Giants. And you if you're in the Giant camps, you won't want to have a reporter, a social media, or anything else up. So,
I mean, here's a team that's going to be in its going into its third week and already needs a break.
There's no break. It's just that they're playing
and
now.
Days. I mean, they're going to be like, thank God it came when it did.
No. I disagree. If you, God forbid, they were to lose tonight, you want to play Sunday. Like, you want to get to the game real quick, because the longer it takes, the harder. Just everybody pounding on you every day coming in. How are they going to do now? When's Daniel Jones going to get benched? When's the offensive line going to get fixed? That's just me talking to you.
These are all valid questions. all valid questions.
You know, honestly, Jeff, I won't even argue that. If the Giants lose tonight, it's a they're valid questions. Now, if
I'm
the
ask Frank a question.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still listening. We lost to a powerhouse.
Yeah, that's how I felt, Frank. Yeah, yeah. Your boy's head so big couldn't keep the helmet on his head.
After watching some of that game, Bridgewater, the guy looks like the second coming of Brady.
No, please stop.
Doesn't he?
I mean,
is it me?
Stop.
Is he overrated? What's the story?
Overrated.
Frank, where would you rate Bridgewater amongst all of the NFL greats compared to the Giants and what they have?
Yeah.
He's got to be up there, and maybe the top three or four of all time.
Here we go. Are you done yet?
I just want to get his. I hope so. I think he's there, man. I think he's there.
I will tell you that the Broncos. Listen, take nothing away. Teddy Bridgewater made plays when it counted. Giants, it could be 3rd and 14. He came up with 17. It could be 4th and 3. He came up with 5. The guy did a nice job. The Giant defense was pathetic, bad tackling, couldn't get off the field, and the Broncos deserved every second of that. Yeah, right behind Elway. Every second of that win, they deserved it. The Giants stunk on defense. They lost that game because their defense couldn't get off the field. So I've said enough about the Giants. I got plenty more, but we got a lot of show to get to. So I want to get to the Jets. So do you want to go first? Do you want to hear my critique of your beloved Green Machine?
Let's hear what you have to say. Like when comparing these two football teams together, I'd love to hear what you have to say because I think you look at the world through a different eyes.
Well, here's what I would say: if I had any dream, any wish, it was to be able to see Sam Darnold have revenge against his old team and show them that if he had been given any sort of talent, any sort of coaching, he could have been at least a serviceable quarterback. Robbie, it throws a 57-yard bomb to Robbie Anderson to really put it in the Jets' heart, to make Joe Douglas look even worse for getting rid of Robbie Anderson.
So let's just real quick on that. I'll try to add as you go along. Robbie Anderson, one catch for 57 yards.
It
was a 57-yard catch, and then there was like three or four others. It was one catch, 57 yards. He had the Saquon Barkley of receiving days. One big play, big numbers, and then he got like nothing the rest of the game.
He happened to get the big touchdown against the Jets, put the stake in their heart. But I'll say this. Now, getting to the Jets offensive line, which you could have put a bunch of cones out there with hats on them, and it would have been just as good, maybe even better, because the cones would have forced the defensive line to at least go around them. The Jets offensive line just said, oh, excuse me, you want to hit my quarterback? Oh, yeah, by the way, don't block anybody. So I will say that I'll leave my – I heard Jeff saying that Donald played bad. And Miss Waddle, I would say this. Yeah, he did. I will tell you that Sam Darnold was typical of what he went through when he was with the Jets. Constantly had guys wide open and overthrew them. Constantly in that game.
Sam Darnold is not an NFL caliber quarterback, and he's going to prove it in Carolina. You can't go from the Jets and Adam Gase, where he could have decimated players like Manning, Brady, or Montana. The guy just didn't know what the fuck he was doing. I'm convinced of that.
Again,
that was a horrible coach.
I would tell you that he's better than a lot of guys I've watched play in this league. I'm
talking about Adam Gase ruining quarterback.
Oh yeah, listen, I'm not disagreeing with that. I will just say that I thought Sam Darnold did represent himself well, but he had the same problems that he's had, and the big problem is guys were wide open. He just could not hit a guy on the run or in a big spot. So he's got to get better. I mean, he beat the Jets and barely beat the Jets, and it was not impressive, but it was good for him. To get a little revenge, I thought they played well. I said it, and I'll say it again. I thought the kid had a good showing. I thought he went out there and played his ass off. He didn't get rattled. He looked like he belongs. But again, his big thing has been his accuracy. He's accurate. and he was anything but accurate. He threw balls. I don't know if you watched it or not, but even the touchdown he threw on a crossing route to Davis was just off the ground. Davis made a nice slide and catch. Other than that, like I said, I thought Salah did a nice job switching things up in the second half and kept it close and made it interesting.
You know, one would stand right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was never really 100% behind Donald. I said that from day one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and as Donald went on, yeah, he got ruined. I was convinced he got ruined by Ace.
Mm-hmm.
And then for people to turn around and say, well, you know, we had a good game. But he did play the Jets. He did play a team that was 2-14 last year. This wasn't a team that made the playoffs, a team that was 500 or better. This was a team that won two games last year that if they win 5 to 6 games, the New York Jets this year,
mm-hmm.
it'll be considered a good season and a success. So you're talking about Sam Darnold beating his old team, which is now just trying to get the collective heads out of its ass and do something.
Yeah.
And a team that was 2-4 last year. I'm sorry. I can't go with that he did that much. He was that much better. And
no, he was. He was in the first half. In the first half, he played really – I thought he played well. Not really well. It wasn't great. He did enough. And he went out and proved that he could play in the NFL. Could he play really well in the NFL? Not the way he played in the second half, not the way he played a good part of the first half, but he showed he could play. He has some weapons. I'll tell you what, though. Anytime
in his four quarters, it's two halves long.
No, I get it. But
he only played in one half, and he didn't play right the second half.
He has weapons. He has weapons now, and if he doesn't be successful, then it's on him. I mean, anytime you could check down to Christian McCaffrey, who had close to 200 yards of offense, I think he had 80 or 90 yards passing and another 80, 90 yards on the ground, receiving and on the ground, you're going to be in good shape. He did a good enough job. I think that's a good system out there. That team's going to be okay, but Sam Darnold's going to let it know one way or the other because all the eggs are in his basket right now. So we'll see. Again, I won't say it's an easy win. That's the wrong way to say it, but I think you're right, Jeff. They got lucky week one to face a team that no secondary, very little pass rush, and obviously a paper-thin offensive line in the Jets.
No, I was at work, but I have one question about the Jets game because I couldn't find it.
Okay.
I actually should say I didn't look for it that hard. C.J. Mosley.
Yep.
I have not read his name at all in the paper. What was the story with him?
Yeah, you know what, Jeff? They talked about him a lot, but he did. I would tell you there was one or two plays he made. You know, nobody stood out for me on defense. I think the second half, the defensive line, Quinton Williams and those guys were okay. The secondary wasn't good at all, I didn't think. And, just a lot of injuries. But, no, I did not come out of there with your boy C.J. Mosley as a star of the game. No, it was very quiet for him, very quiet for his first game back in 2 years. But it's his first game back in 2 years, and
First game back in 2 years and at least 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah,
so,
which, what they said during the game was that he was told at his original weight of 240-something or 250, he was too big to play in that system. So they basically told him you got to go out and lose weight in order to be able to cover backs and tight ends.
So if he's bouncing off of tight ends in the middle of the season, you'll know why.
Yeah, no, again, nobody
bullied around by fucking running backs. You'll know why.
Yeah. Again, no major pass rush. No, a little bit. Again, everything was a little better in the second half. So I'll give Salah a little credit. That was something you mentioned last week that you want to see how he did in the game where he made adjustments. It was a game where I thought he made some adjustments in the second half or the coaching staff did. I thought that was something to pick on. And like I said, the kid is a player. In the sense, he didn't look rattled, but he took some big, big hits.
He's too small for that.
Yeah, so moving him out of the pocket was great, but again, he had about two or three other balls I thought could have been intercepted and easily had about four balls that were tipped at the line of scrimmage. So, again, first game out the box, it was nowhere near great. He packed on some yardage at the end to make it look a little bit better, but you know, again, if I was a Jet fan, I wouldn't go, oh no, here we go. I would say, okay, we might have something here. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Big game for them this week, and only because you don't want to go, you don't want to get embarrassed to Belichick, rookie quarterback over there who had, I thought had a decent game last week. Did a good job again. The defense, they just couldn't put points on the board. But big game for the Jets this week in the sense of just home game fans, the whole bit, Jeff.
Well, you know, not for nothing, but this game shows the Jets as a team, a young team, that there is no rest in the NFL.
Nope.
Okay, so 1 week you get one team, the next week you know you're going to get a team that's been to the Super Bowl more often than not. With a coach that's won more Super Bowls than anybody else. So, you know, they are facing a daunting task, but, you know, this is a team that they have to learn. So let them learn it quick and let them learn it now. This year,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody says, this year is not the year. We know that.
No, no. Again,
it's education for the year that it is.
Yeah, you just want to see them getting better and better every week. And, again, if it turns into 3, 5, 7, 8 wins, whatever it is in there, I don't know. I think it's probably on the 5-win side. But, I mean, tough, you know, no easy stretch. You got the Patriots at home, then at the Broncos, home to the Titans, at the Falcons. After the bye week, you got at Patriots and a surprisingly decent-looking Bengals after week one. So tough. You know, tough schedule for the Jets. Nobody's an easy mark, and they're not a great team yet. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting the next month and a half. You know, we'll know by Halloween what this Jet team is, Jeff.
I think we're going to know before that. I think we can tell right now.
No, you know what? You know what? Here's why I say no. I watched a lot of football Sunday. I got to see a lot of highlights Sunday. The Jets weren't good, but they weren't the Titans. They weren't even as bad as the Packers looked, which we're going to talk about in a second. So, you know, I again, the Jets looked like the semblance of a team. They just looked like the semblance of a team that had no real players yet, no true identity yet. So, again, not terrible. We'll see how it shakes out for your beloved Green Machine. But let's move around the league a little bit. We got our guests coming up at 9 o'clock, and I want to make sure that we touch on a few games. So, I don't know how much you watch, how many highlights you've got to see, but let me run some stuff by you.
One thing I would like to talk about is one of the things I was interested in this year was the quarterback
play. Oh, go ahead. Go for it.
Of a couple different people.
Sure.
And Jameis Winston,
mm-hmm.
what's going on over there? What is your take about what happened down in New Orleans?
Mm.
5 touchdown passes, not one turnover.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a half a season for Daniel Jones with the turnovers. But
here we go. You done? Let me know when you're done. I'll comment when you're done.
I'm just bringing up a point. Has Sean Payton found the answer to Drew Brees?
No, I still don't believe that at all. I'm going to give you Jameis Winston's numbers. Winston was 14 of 20 for 150 yards. 5 touchdowns.
5 of those 14 passes were for touchdowns.
I'm not disagreeing with you. So now, let's see if I can find the touchdown passes for you. Kamara, 3-yard pass. June Jones, 1-yard pass. Hogan, 10-yard pass. June Jones, 8-yard pass. Now you have one here, Paris, 55-yard pass. So
deadly in the red zone.
Well, again, listen, that's something that if you're a good quarterback or a great quarterback, you need to be. So I'll applaud them for that 100%. But that was a lot of series. You know, you only throw for 150 yards in a game. Yes, the 5 touchdowns are impressive. No interceptions, very impressive. That means you lived and died with your running game, got you close, some play action passes, and you did it. I'll applaud. It was a great win. They beat a team that I picked to coming out of that conference. A big sack first play of the game for the New York Football Giants. Big huge sack for Aziz Ojulari, the second round pick out of Georgia. The Washington Redskins are about to punt back to the Football Giants. Good job by the New York Football Giants on the first drive.
Let me ask you, speaking of sacks and everything, how did Leonard Williams do?
Leonard Williams had a decent game stopping the run. The Giants pass rush Jeff was not good this week. I'm gonna stay out of tonight's game because it's going on right now. Sunday was nothing off the edge. When they did get a sack on the edge, and that same player I just mentioned had a big penalty, hit the quarterback in the head without even trying to sack him. So that was a bad spot. So yeah, no big shakes for the Giants. Even stunk on Sunday. Bottom line, it stunk. But pass rush, the secondary, linebacker play, everything top to bottom was a bad job. The Giants did not win that game and lost that game because of their defense. So a good start so far tonight. But Jameis Winston, Jeff, was an interesting. He's something to watch. But his numbers do not impress me. 14 of 20, 150 yards, 10 yards a pop. It ain't impressed me. He's throwing short passes all day. And think about it. One of those passes was 55 yards. So the rest of it was...
I'm not saying that...
The rest of it is 13 for 97 yards. 13 for 97 yards.
Right now, as it stands,
yep.
You know, after the first game, 5 touchdown passes. He leads the league in touchdown passes.
Agreed. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying this. If you take away the 55 yarder, he's now thrown for 93 yards on 13 catches. Not impressive.
Yeah, and then listen, you're saying about living and dying with the run game,
which is fine. Yep,
that's true.
Yep,
100%. You're 100% true. But I want you to think of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you got to pass? When you score that many touchdowns, passes,
No.
Won the ball to fucking kill time.
The game plan is fine. I was answering to your question to how well did Jameis Winston play. All I said was it wasn't bad. Obviously, threw 5 touchdowns and no INTs, so that's impressive. But they didn't win this game. The Packers were terrible. Their defense played great. And I'm assuming they ran the one. I'm looking for rushing is, let's see. Kamara ran for 83 yards, Jones for 50. So they ran for 130-something yards on top. So, you know, they ran the football well, threw the ball when they had to. Barkley with a big gain on first down. Oh, no, that's...
3 yards?
Barkley was for 5 or 6. So nice job by Saquon. Hitting the hole quick and hard. Yep, 5-yard gain for Saquon Barkley. Good for him. But I'll call it out as I see it, Jeff. So I'll keep you in it. Am I giving him an A-plus for you? No, I'm not, Jeff. So that's the first quarterback. Which other one do you want to talk about?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Interesting one, Jeff. Go ahead. Do you want to give me your thought, or you want my thought on Big Ben?
I was watching somebody Bills Steelers game last night. And
big pass by Daniel Jones.
Well, look in the comments section.
Here we go. No.
Well, wait a minute.
Only if you got the helmet on.
Yeah, really. Only if you got the helmet on, and you must wear the helmet through the duration.
All right. Let me find you in there, Dom. Let's see. He's going to come on and pound his chest about his team and how great they did on
Can't you mute him?
I can do a lot of things. So hold on. Let me see if I can find him. Nope, I don't want to do that. Okay, there we go, Dom.
Hey, I really hope that they let him out. If he's out, I don't know if he's out.
He's been out for a while. Yes, hold on. I just have
okay. I hope he realizes it, and that ass crack is.
Yes, we won't get him. We won't get the sheet from behind. Big first down to what's his name? Big run for a couple yards there by Daniel Jones. So Giants looking good so far. As we wait for the half man. So, Jeff, real quick on Roethlisberger, 18 of 32 for 188. I don't know if he had no INTs. And let me see, a lot of field goals in this game, field goal.
Yeah, but you know what? He definitely does not look like.
No,
he didn't look like a worn-out old quarterback.
No, early on he did. He did look better as the game went on, though. You're right.
So I'm curious to see if he's going to be able to continue and actually, you know, work out with the Steelers and maybe help them win this year.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I think the best thing you can hope for, the defense played really well. They didn't run the ball exceptionally well, but decent with Najee Harris. So I think if you're Pittsburgh, what you're hoping for is that he plays well enough to not hurt them and make them lose. You know, that's, I think if you're asking me, that's what I see out of that. But a decent job. And listen, a huge win. You could have gave me a lot of things that was going to happen Sunday. Buffalo losing at home to Pittsburgh was never going to be one of them I was going to buy into.
Pittsburgh was 11-0 last year.
No, and a big
11-0. This wasn't a start of the team.
No,
they finished 9-7, and they started the year off 8-0, and then they.
They did slow down, Jeff, and then they lost that game in the playoffs to the Browns. So you know, I wasn't expecting much out of the Steelers this year, Jeff. So,
I hear you, but it's only game one, too, man. But
no, I got it.
Bring it up.
But more than anything to me on that, Jeff, it's not the fact that the Steelers won. It's that the Bills lost at home. This is a team that, at least for me, I know you're not huge on it, and I'll give you a little credit. Early on, I am big on the Bills this year. So them losing this game, I think, was something. And a good drive so far for the Giants down to the Redskins 28, 29. Daniel Jones hit a couple of big passes and a couple of nice runs by Daniel Jones. So let's see if the Giants can capitalize, get down there, and put some points on the board. Nothing you want to talk about? Any other quarterbacks, Jeff? You want to talk about the rookies?
Yeah, I understand that Joe Burrow had a pretty decent game.
Joe Burrow.
MCL tear or whatever, ACL tear. But you know what's amazing? Joe Burrow comes back, has a great game. Saquon Barkley is basically non-committal to even getting on the field for his team, and then starts second game a couple days later, and who knows, maybe the guy is going to be a little gun shy or whatever. I just don't see him.
I'm going to yell at Daniel Jones a little bit here, Jeff. He makes a nice play. I think it's a design call. He makes a run right around the end. Big game, probably 15 or 16 yards. And instead of getting out of bounds or sliding, he goes shoulder first into the defensive back and creates some contact and you know, easily could have gotten hurt or possibly even fumbled. Here comes a big play from Saquon looking spry back there, loss of a yard, but look at spry hitting the hole nice and hard there. But that's something that I don't want to see from Daniel Jones again. When you're near the sideline after a big play like that, get out of bounds.
I think somebody's going to be hitting his hole awfully hard if he don't watch himself. Where is the half man?
I don't know. I sent him the link. So if he wants on, Joe Burrow, good game, 20 of 27, 261. Let's see here. Any quick, let's see, touchdowns. One, two touchdown passes and a big win. I tell you what, Jeff. That's a big win over Minnesota for Cincinnati. I would have never expected it. Now, again, I'm not a huge Minnesota Viking fan. Big flag on the defense. Looks like roughing the passer on Chase Young, your beloved Chase Young guy. That's your brother there. And he 15 yards, half the distance, and an automatic first down for the beloved big stinking blue. Yeah, Jeff, on Joe Burrow. Minnesota, though, Jeff, that's a bad loss, but a good win for Joe Burrow getting back.
Well, you know, he was reunited with his LSU teammate. And let's see what happens. Let's see if they made the right call by putting a wide receiver there with him instead of an offensive lineman.
Yeah, we both yelled about that in the draft. You're right.
I actually think that he came back, and it's amazing. He got hurt at the end of the season, and he's coming back. And so far, it looks like he's playing at a high level. And Saquon Barkley,
here we go, right back to Barkley,
who hurt himself in the beginning of last year, and has come back and he's regained midseason form too. 2.6 yards rushing, and I believe a long of like 15.
Here we go.
I could look up the numbers real quick. I got them right here.
We don't need to. Let's move on to.
Let me see. Hold on.
Here we go.
I gotta get used to this, Tom. I gotta leave these numbers out.
Oh my god.
Well, no touchdowns, a 10 of 26 for 2.6 yards, yeah. I don't know.
Well,
where is the half man? I know how to get the half man.
Half man says he's trying to get on, but he can't get on. Hold on, he's trying again.
We got to do is 12 minutes to get on.
I will announce a touchdown by Daniel Jones, second and goal. Daniel Jones, touchdown, New York Football Giants on the board, Jeffrey. 6-0 blue, Daniel Jones, second touchdown of the season on the ground, and a beautiful drive for the New York Giants. Daniel Jones, an automatic quarterback keep. Beautiful. Shakes off the tackle. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You want me to say touchdown again? Touchdown.
You say whatever you like, Tom. It's the second season, first quarter of game number two of the season.
We're going to get a W, Jeff. W is W. You know, let's move on to – I want to talk a little bit about just the Texans, Jaguars. You know, a lot of controversy this week, Jeff, with Urban Meyer already. You know, people suspecting he might take the USC job. He's emphatically, no way, I'm sticking this out. Interesting that they're already 20 after 1 week, and people think he's going to quit and go back to college after a very ugly loss.
Listen, the guy's name is Urban. Shouldn't that be distressing enough?
Now, the interesting part, though, Jeff, was a great offensive explosion by the Texans, 37 points from Tyrod Taylor. Do you think that kind of lessens the blow for them a little bit on the whole Deshaun Watson thing, or makes it, you know, an easier?
No, I don't think so, because Deshaun Watson didn't play. And, you know, listen, they got to do something. Do you want to keep this guy, or he's taking up a roster spot?
Yeah.
You know, come on. You got – every team has somebody on their team.
Yep.
Who's taking up a roster spot. You know, the Texans.
Well, here we go.
You got
– I can see it coming, but go ahead. I'm going to let you
go. You got Watson.
Yeah.
The New York Giants has Barkley.
Yeah.
Guys who just, you know, still be out.
But, my man just helped the Giants score a touchdown. Nice drive. Saquon, Daniel Jones, and the Giants. Big way to start the game off. Now we got to shut down Taylor Heineke again and get the ball back, put some more points on the board, and put this useless team to bed early. Jeff, what happened to the Packers? Is that a whole thing of just, you know, Aaron Jones not having an offseason, the controversy, you know, all the split in the locker room, you know, or is it just, hey, you know what, we didn't practice, we didn't, you know, no big deal, we'll be back next week?
I don't know, Tom. There's a lot that you could say there. You know, his team is probably looking at him side-eyed,
mm-hmm.
you know, like as well as a lot of other teams looking at certain players on their team side-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen with somebody like that. But he's got a lot of years in the league,
mm-hmm.
and you got to hope that he rebounds. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the league at this point in time that are not producing the way that they were expected to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say like
here we go.
Saquon Barkley from the New York Giants.
Yeah, we
have the pedestrian numbers. And so, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not a good game, man. But I say give him some chance. Let's see what he can do.
Guys, if you want to hear more of this intelligent conversation, this faming of a future Hall of Famer, make sure you come on back on Sundays when Jeff and I and our good buddy John Marhefke get together on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Sunday Audible right here on the Hard Rock and Sports Network. We bring you to the biggest stories of the day. We'll talk to you about all the games. We'll run them all through for you, give you our picks for each game, our best bets, fantasy lineups, and more each Sunday morning. And maybe this week, our very first celebrity guest will be joining us, Jeff.
Yeah.
Our very first celebrity guest from all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, will be joining us. Rafael Esparza will be joining Jeff and I and John.
That'd be nice. I haven't seen him in a while. You know.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's been a while since we've seen Rafael. He's a good guy. It's like, you know, once again, the Giants looking for Daniel Jones to hold on to the ball, and he lets them down by fumbling once again.
There we go. No fumble tonight so far, folks. The Giants.
Hold on, Tom Ginter. Before he sends you the link, do you have the helmet, yes or no? This is important. You need the helmet. Do you have the helmet?
We're running out of time. We've got 20 minutes before our guest. So, Dom, I just sent you the link again, third time, to the same thing. You have the link right now for the third time. So, we'll see what happens. We only got about 20 minutes. He has no helmet, Jeff. We let him on without the helmet.
I ain't talking to him.
The helmet's got to be.
You got to put something on. Get a pot.
Get a brown paper bag and cut holes in it. Write Raiders on the front of it. That's all I
remember. What Charlie Brown did, man.
What Charlie Brown did, Jeff?
You don't know what Charlie Brown did?
Well, Charlie Brown did a lot of things, but what specific thing are we talking about?
You don't know what he did.
Again, Charlie Brown did a lot of things. Which specific thing did Charlie Brown do?
Let's see if we could, if we can get it.
So again, Hard Rock and Sports here every Thursday night. Jeff and Tom, we got our guest coming up in 20 minutes, Mr. Jack Frost. Yes. Mr. Jack Frost will be joining Jeff and I here on the Hard Rock and Sports Network talking about Brothers in Arms. So we're looking forward to Jack popping up. But let's see if Dominic pops up for about 10 minutes. Jeff, real quick, Eagles, big win. Only team in the NFC East to win a game is the Philadelphia Eagles. They went out there and won their game against the Titans. I believe, was it? I got that right? The Titans?
No, was it the Titans?
No, Falcons. Oh my God, the putrid Falcons. Yeah. Now fourth down, the Washington team is about to punt. The Giants will be getting the ball back on their way to their second touchdown of the first quarter. So we look forward to the next drive and see what happens there. But so the Eagles come out and have a big win. Again, didn't watch much of that game. It was on my TV, but I did not get to watch any. I did not flip over to it. I was busy watching good football. So big win.
What were you watching?
I think that was the early game. So I was watching a lot of the Pittsburgh game, a lot of the Jet game. So those were the two games I was watching, and that game was also on, but didn't think much of it. Now, Jeff, your beloved Dallas Cowboys are taking it tough. Randy Gregory's out for COVID this week, and they lost DeMarcus Lawrence. They're easily their best defensive player for the next month and a half to 2 months. I do see the half man has popped up. He's wearing some sort of garb on his head, Jeff. Are you prepared to let him on?
Yes.
Okay. He's on as Dominic is. We're introducing him as Dominic. There he is. What is he wearing on his head? Is that a Raider thing? Oakland. Okay, he's got an Oakland hat.
Well, let's critique him for a minute.
Hold on, Dom. Yeah,
right,
Jeff.
First of all, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he looks like a young African American.
Okay. He's okay.
Probably has a Black Lives Matter shirt on. The angle I'm going. He looks like, definitely looks like a young African American who thinks he's white.
Okay.
Tom, your thoughts?
Well, first off, Don, I want to say I'm glad to see you out of the hospital.
Without a doubt, Don.
We're glad to see you got a clean bill of health. I'm sure they didn't check you mentally, but we know physically you're healthy. That's good.
They file your back door. Tom. He can't hear us, can he?
I don't know.
Thank you very much, guys.
There he is, Jeff.
Oh, Tom, can you hear me?
Can you
hear
me?
There you are. Now you're much better, Dom, right there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Say something.
I'm talk.
How we doing, boys?
All right.
Okay, Dom.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
Dom.
We can hear you now.
We can definitely hear you, Dom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on some sort of delay.
I see that.
I'm on some sort of delay.
Yes, we're catching that, Dom. You are on a delay. We are not on a delay, but you are, but that's okay. So, Dom, how are you feeling?
Thank you very much.
He's on a bad delay. Wow. He's on a bad delay. Can you hear us, Dom?
I'm sorry. I had to boot Mr. Dom for a minute because let him try to get back on because I couldn't deal with that, Jeff. I can't keep going, Dom, you there, Dom? Dom, you there, Dom? Technology, Jeff, our technology is good right here.
But if he pops back on, you got to take
it. I will take another shot at it. I figured let's try it again. Some interesting football games last week, Jeff.
Oh, no, hold on. I got questions about the half man.
You got a question about the half man?
This part of this show. In the battery of tests that the half man withstood,
uh-huh.
Do you think they knocked on the back door?
Yes. Yes. Anal probes were part of the – not necessarily part of the treatment or the check. It was part of fun for the staff.
What was it requested by the patient?
No, it was not requested by the patient. It was requested by his family.
By his family?
Yes. Family had to be anally probed to see if he liked it.
But did he sign off on, like, accepting it?
He thought it was just part of playtime.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Frank, yes, he had it. He did have a Raiders hat on. It's about the only thing I tell. Bad injury for the Giants. It looks like center Nick Gates is down with a bad injury. This is not a good thing for the New York Giants.
But how do you know it's a bad injury?
The man is writhing in pain on the ground. They're checking his leg. I don't know if it's his ankle or the knee. But either way, losing Nick Gates, easily their best and most consistent offensive player and their captain, would be a huge, huge blow to the New York Giants.
Want to see anybody get hurt, especially this early in the season.
Yep.
So even I got to turn around and say, you know, what's here? I wanted to see them lose everything the old-fashioned way by horrible play.
That's true. That's true, Jeff. You don't want to see have any – no excuses for the team you don't want. You don't want any excuses.
No. This is not good. But you know what? I'll take it.
All right. Well, the headband has popped up on the radio version, so there won't be any visual aspect to it. I can't get them on the radio, Jeff.
So what I think you should do is just call in on the radio.
He's here now. I can bring him up anytime you're ready.
What? Be on the iPad so we could see him live, but communicate with him just.
Wow, we can tell him that. So let's get our good.
No, let's get him on.
Let's go get ahead. Our good buddy on, John Jenta. What's up, Dominic?
The iPads aren't working, so there was delayed and it just switched off. So I figured I'd just call in.
While the visual is always better, Dom, it's nice to hear your voice. Again, I will say it. I am glad you got a clean bill of health and that you're home and everything seems to be okay. So we're glad to have you on.
Thank you very much, T. Thank you very much, Jeff. How about them Raiders?
How's the ACL doing, Dom?
Say again?
How's the ACL? Compared to Saquon Barkley, how's your ACL doing? Good?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
ACL?
Yeah. Don't, yeah. Dom, just ignore him, Dom. Just ignore him.
No, I'm asking questions. I know he has some problems. How's the ACL? It's good, Dom?
Yeah, the ACL is good.
Yeah.
How are you Jets doing?
Barkley, who's had problems with his?
Here we go.
Can we talk about something important here? The Raiders victory Monday night.
real quick. Nick Gates is being loaded. I want to say onto a stretcher, but onto a stretcher, onto the medical cart. This is not good for the New York Giants having Nick Gates go out this way. I don't know what's wrong with them. I have the volume off on the TV. I'm sure I'll find out.
They haven't shown no fucking replays, man?
They have not shown a replay. So to me, that probably means it's a gruesome injury. They usually show when a guy gets hurt. There's a lot of guys kneeling around him. So it is a big blow for the Giants. Let's not call it anything else. They've had a struggle on the offensive line. He's easily their best and most consistent guy, their captain on the offensive line. And for him to go out like this, it's every man stepping up. But Nick Gates getting loaded onto a stretcher. So, Dom, we're good. But now let's not take away from your beloved Oakland Las Vegas Raiders, with a big win. Again, a little bit of a weird win, ugly win, but nonetheless, Dom, you got to be excited. I picked against them. So what's your thoughts?
First of all, the fans showed up big time, and that was the first question that everybody had was it going to be more corporate or was it going to be more Oakland Raiders?
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Raiders, old school Raider Nation fans. And I had a bunch of friends that went to the game and they told me the stadium was rocking 2 hours before game time. And it was all black, all silver and black. You're going to let me get my 2 minutes or what? Come on.
Oh, butt pirates. Sorry, Dom. That's Jeff. He's got controls tonight. So, Dom. Yes, I was curious the same as you, Dom. Were the fans going to show up or was it going to be all corporate? And I think, it's a nice thing that they traveled to that game. So that's a good thing for the Raiders.
The game was incredible. I mean, first of all, the fourth quarter alone – three tie games. The ending with the Raiders going downfield with 27 seconds left, and Carson kicking a 55-yard field goal to tie and sending it to overtime. The overtime touchdown that wasn't a touchdown. The interception off the helmet, and then the Lamar Jackson fumble again, and then the pass to Zay Jones downfield. It was just, I was like, I just got out of the hospital. I'm going right back in with another friggin' heart attack.
You know, Dom, I'm going to be a little bit of a negative Nancy. Jeff, can you allow me to be negative Nancy here for a minute, Jeff?
Go ahead.
You know, Dom, here's the thing. I think that the Raiders won. It was a good game for them. They needed a W at the tough division they're in. So any win they can get over a team that many people will pick to be a playoff team, there's nothing wrong with it. Having said that, the Ravens couldn't have played any worse. Fumbles, two big fumbles by their quarterback. A blown coverage at the end for the touchdown. You know, this was not a overpowering win for Las Vegas. But nonetheless, it's a good win. But give me your critique of that game real quick.
Well, first of all, Lamar Jackson has nothing. He had to try to make things happen all on his own. And you can see Gus Bradley, the new defensive coordinator, had a different scheme going about it where they were rushing him. They were rushing their front seven, was rushing all game long. Max Crosby was a beast out there. Two sacks, five quarterback hits, one forced fumble. He was a beast out there. He's definitely one of the best defensive players in the league. And they found a new receiver in Edwards that he's definitely – he was taken in the same draft as Henry Ruggs III. Edwards was a third-round pick out of South Carolina. Ruggs was the first-round pick out of Alabama. He did nothing. He's done nothing since he's been here. And Edwards has been incredible this year. I mean, well, for one game. But he's going to be more into their offense. If you want a little critique, targeted Waller too many times. He targeted him 19
hold
times.
Hold on. I got a Hard Rocket Sports exclusive. Jeff, Saquon Barkley, 4 rushes, 46 yards. Just wanted to drop that.
His career fucking
yards. 4 rushes, 46 yards with the new center. Giants looking impressive. Sorry, Dom, go ahead.
Gus Bradley, the new defensive coordinator, had the front seven rushing all day long. Lamar Jackson, elusive as he is as a quarterback, probably the best quarterback, running quarterback in the league, was pressured all game long. Like I said, the only negative thing was I think Carr targeted Waller too many times in the first half.
He played.
He targeted him 19 times. You can't aim at one tight end that many times. You got to spread out the offense a little more. And that's what they did in the second half where they made their comeback and came back into the game.
Tom, do you think that Derek, that Carr is going to be able to keep up a high level of play throughout the season?
If you look at his, he has the most quarterback comeback wins since 2015. He has 26 comeback wins. It's the most in the league. If you look at his stats, he has stats the way your favorite quarterback, Stafford, from when he was with the Detroit Lions, he put up big numbers, but he didn't win. And that's what Carr does. He puts up huge numbers. If you look at his numbers over the last 10 years, they're top 10 in every single category. It's just the defense was so... His defense was so bad, you didn't see it.
He played.
Again, Dom, good win by your team in front of good fans. I mean, listen, the stadium looks great. You have any plans to go out and see this place for the first time?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to go this year, obviously, because of the pandemic and the COVID and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know the restrictions. The tickets, Tom, I looked at StubHub, this, that, whatever. For one seat, it's like $400 to $600.
Wow.
Just for one seat.
Really?
And that's upstairs.
Wow. Crazy.
Wow.
So, hey, Tom, you know, there was a lot of talk on the chatter. A lot of chatter. I call it the chatter. That's all these little state radio shows and TV shows about Derek Carr on Tuesday. And the questions were, is David Carr elite? Is David Carr I'm sorry, David. I'm calling David. It's Derek Carr. Is Derek Carr an elite quarterback, a good quarterback? Where you're a Raider fan. You've watched him his whole career. Give me something on where at this point in his career is Derek Carr an elite quarterback?
Do you have to be an elite quarterback to win the Super Bowl?
No, it helps, though.
Okay, how many Super Bowls did Drew Brees win? Did Aaron Rodgers win? They are elite quarterbacks.
I'm honestly not trying to pick on a guy. I'm just curious, as a Raider fan, I don't consider him an elite quarterback. There were a lot of people calling him elite. I'm curious, a guy who watches every down of every Raider game, where do you put him?
I put him as a good top 10 quarterback that can get the job done.
Okay. Fair enough. But
they have the offensive weapons now. They can get the job done. They have a good running back with Jacobs. They have good receivers with Waller as a tight end. Edwards, Hunter Renfro is a third down beast.
Well, let me ask you something, Don.
They got a defense now. Gus Bradley coming over from the Chargers is an excellent defensive coordinator, and he showed that in the first game, putting pressure. The Raiders had the least amount of sacks last year in the league, and they started with Crosby with 2 sacks immediately.
Good, Jeff.
A couple of years ago, you were saying that there's a chance that he's going to be, a elite quarterback in this league. And this was a couple years ago, and not for nothing, but the Raiders stuck with him. Is he going to be the elite quarterback you imagine?
What is elite? Define elite.
You know, worthwhile. Watch him play.
Tom, do me a favor.
Is he going to be a leader in this league?
Tom, can you pull up his stats for last year? Touchdowns, yards, interceptions?
Are there people that are afraid of Carr when he comes to their stadiums?
That's a good question. That's a fair question.
All right. Probably not. But you know what? I'd rather them not be afraid of him and underestimate him.
Don, which one do you want? Last year's stats?
Underestimated for so
last
long.
Year, Carr stats.
Derek Carr stats last year at age 29. 8-8 for the season, 348 out of 517, 67% completion percentage, 4,100 yards, 27 TDs, 9 interceptions. I don't know what that is. Well, I guess that's rushing.
Okay, 27-9, 4,000 yards. That's not a top 10 quarterback, top 5 quarterback.
His QBR stats? Rating. Yeah, but his QBR was only 71.
Okay, where did that rank him?
I don't know. They do not give me the rankings on that. I'd have to go look that. I'd have to go look that up somewhere else.
You need more time to look that up.
Yeah, and be honest, it's not that important. I'm just.
You know what? You could go on ESPN real quick and look up stats and look on in year 2020, and it'll give you where he stood, but. It sounds not for nothing, Don. 4,100 yards is, I don't want to say pedestrian by today's passing yard standards, but it's not like he's lighting the league on fire either.
You know, Dom, he reminds me a lot of Stafford in the sense that he's a good
That's
quarterback.
That's what I just
he's
said.
Numbers, but, again, where's the big game? You know, everybody's raving about Stafford, and I say the same thing. Call me when he wins the big game. Call me
but
when he wins.
Tom, didn't I just
one.
Make that reference 2 minutes ago?
I'm just saying. I didn't say you didn't. I'm just. So,
he's got 90 seconds.
Yeah, half minutes will be done in 90 seconds, and we're waiting on our guest anyway.
I got to hit him one more time.
I got to hit him one more time, Dom. We know you love him. Dom,
Pirates.
Where are they? Who the Raiders got this week, Dom?
They're in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes, very good game. I mean, it's a very interesting game. Two teams I didn't count on much could make a very good game. Again, yeah, old rivalry, Dom. What's your thoughts, John, Dom?
Well, if their front seven plays like they're capable of playing and play like they did against Baltimore, Ben Roethlisberger is not as movable and, you know, as Lamar Jackson. If they can get to him, they may be able to get to him 4 or 5 times a game. They get 4 or 5 sacks on him in the game. They could be right in the game.
Interesting. Very interesting, Jeff. Anything you want to finish up with the half man? Don, we'd like to see you more often. We'd like to get internet worked out so we can get you on here with the helmet. That's always a plus.
Yeah, that's basically all I want to see. I'm just happy that he's okay.
I'll tell you the truth, boys.
That's the most important thing.
I'll tell you the truth, boys. AJ had it last. I don't know where he put it, so I got to go through his room and try to find it.
Oh, boy. I love you. I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad you're out of the hospital doing well. Hopefully we'll get to see you with Alicia soon. And either way, you know, we're here every Thursday night. We're here on every Sunday morning on the Sunday Audible, so you're welcome to pop in anytime.
Thank you, T. Thank you, Jeff. Miss you, boys.
See you soon, Dom, man. Be good, huh?
You got it, Dominic. Take care, buddy.
Take care, boys.
That's the end of the radio show, although I could have technically kept him alive, but, you know, I was looking to kill the...